Have you tried CTC math yet with your child? Here's a testimonial from another happy homeschool mom. Amber said, "I'm absolutely thrilled with CTC math. It's a rare find that I've used with my children for more than 5 years now. I have 6 children using CTC math, and each child has found it easy to navigate and very applicable. I love seeing them enjoy this math program and grow in their mathematical journey. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in providing quality math lessons for my children. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am back with my guest this week, Nancy Manos, and I'm so excited to have her with me. This has been such a fun conversation already. If you missed part one, go back and listen to that. The whole first part I talked about me being on The Price is Right. my fun experience. Yeah, that was my Hollywood moment. So, you know, it's funny. Garrett worked in Hollywood for many, many years. And so he has all kinds of fun stories of, you know, neat people that he's gotten to work with and pretty incredible movies that he's gotten to work on and stuff. And I'm like, well, my, you know, ticket to fame was my 5 seconds on The Price is Right.
Love it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But anyway, we are talking about the price of homeschooling. And it is a price that we pay. There's definitely sacrifice in it. But oh, it's so worth it. And so in Monday's episode, we talked a little bit about knowing your why and having goals, knowing where you're going, and then getting there. Well, if you have no idea where you're going, you're going to just go, you know, a million different directions, and it's going to be very hard to meet that goal. So, you know, through a lot of prayer and seeking the Lord, I think he will make clear to us what our goals are for our family and our children. So Nancy, and I'm assuming that with you did the same thing, you know, that you prayed. I mean, you homeschooled for quite a long time and sought the Lord's plan for your family and for your girls. What did that look like for you? How did you come up with your goals and come up with your why of homeschooling?
Well, I think, you know, once I had shared previously that we had met a family that inspired us to homeschool because we loved what we saw in their family. Mm-hmm. But as James and I started talking about that, homeschooling as an option, you know, we really decided that we are accountable to God for our children. We're still responsible for them if they're in someone else's care 8 hours a day.
That's right.
And so how much easier it would be to have them with us, to raise them, to know the Lord and that kind of thing. And so that was really the core was we wanted them to have a biblical worldview. We wanted them to have a relationship with one another and with us. And we wanted the freedom. Like we really started to see, I had 2 kids 20 months apart. If you have 10 children, it still doesn't take as much time as it would in a public school or a private school. We'd do school from 9 to noon, mm-hmm. and we had afternoon for music lessons and dance classes and PE and, you know, field trips and whatever. But it gave my kids so many opportunities to explore things they were interested in, and they didn't have hours of homework at night, so they were free to do church things and things with friends. And, you know, so it really, I think we really caught a vision. We had this core value of we wanted to honor God with how we raised our kids. But mm-hmm. then it was, gosh, there's so many rewarding aspects of homeschooling that they could learn at their own pace, that they could explore things they were interested in. And then it didn't take as much time. And so it gave us a lot more freedom in our family.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's rewarding.
Yep. It is rewarding. So let's talk about some of the sacrifices that we make as moms and dads, but typically mom is the one who's home with the kids and doing the most of the homeschooling and raising of the kids during the day. So what are some of the sacrifices that you've made and that you see other families making in homeschooling?
Well, let me start with a couple of quotes. Sure. I love when I teach, I love to do quotes because I think they illustrate a picture. And there's two that I think really fit this message. And one is by Henry David Thoreau. And it says, "The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it." And I think, I mean, you just honestly have to look at it and go, I am exchanging a portion of my life for this investment, for this reward, right? And then there's one by David Livingstone that says, "I will place no value on anything I have or may possess except in relation to the kingdom of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so for us, you know, like I shared, it really was about raising our kids to know the Lord.
Yeah.
Of course, I also had to teach them math and grammar and science and reading and, you know, all the things. I think, you know, the kind of the cool thing, and this isn't answering your question quite, but is how much we get to learn or relearn. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you are like me, but like I hated history in school because it was boring and dry. And then I taught it to my kids and it was like, this is awesome.
Right.
So, you know, there's some definite rewards. But think about, you know, if you are both working, and there are families where you're homeschooling and still have to work, but, you know, there's a sacrifice of income. I think there's a sacrifice of sleep, you know, especially if you have little kids. If your toddler is up or you have a nursing infant or whatever, and you lose sleep, the rest of your family still needs your attention during the day. And so, you know, there's just like physical things that we sacrifice for a season of time. We had a thing in when our kids were young and James was traveling quite a bit, was he made queen of the couch night. So one night a week, he put the kids to bed, gave them their baths, played with them, and no one could say the word mom. And I got to lay on the couch and watch all my favorite shows for like 4 hours. So find ways that work in your family where you can have a little time, mm-hmm. whether it's to go for a walk or to pray or spend time, you know, with friends or whatever, because that refreshes you to be able to pour into your kids more. It's not sacrifice to your detriment.
Right.
It's sacrifice for everybody's benefit.
Yes.
You know, sometimes if you have little kids, you know what it's like to eat cold food because everybody has to eat and you're the last one or whatever. One of the prices that we pay that I think is rewarding for us is that we have to curb our own bad habits and we have to choose to grow because our kids are watching us. Mm. You know, there's no sick days when you're a mom or a homeschool mom. It marches on. Now, the beauty is there's flexibility, though, right? Because, you know, if you're sick or the kids or something's going on, you can take a day off.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, pick it up the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. We recently did a episode with Rochelle Nelson, and we talked about mama care and the importance of moms just taking care of themselves. And one of the things we talked about was, you know, mom being able to take a break and maybe having a friend and, you know, you take your friend's kids for a day, she takes your kids for a day. Yeah. And whether that means staying home and just watching movies all day long or going shopping or just, you know, going for a drive, whatever that might look like for you, you know, it's important to do those things. I knew a family years and years ago where the family or the husband, once a year, he would rent a hotel room for his wife, just for her by herself. And she would take her favorite books and some of her favorite movies and stuff. And she would, for two nights, she would just spend the weekend by herself. And it was like 5 minutes down the road from their house. It's not like she was going to another city, but she just had that time to refresh. And I think that's so good for us because moms do sacrifice a lot and dads sacrifice a lot. You know, we think about the sacrifices that our husbands make for us in going to work, getting up early, doing the thing that they do, and then coming home and still having to, you know, be with family. I shouldn't say having to, that makes it sound like it's a terrible thing, but, you know, still coming home and having their family there waiting for them and, you know, the kids pulling on his legs and daddy, daddy, let me tell you about your day. And, you know, mom wanting to spill all the things that have been going on for the day, you know, and so as a couple, it takes a large amount of sacrifice together. But the Lord equips us. He gives us what we need to be able to have the strength that we need each day to continue doing what it is that we're doing. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Learning to write well in order to effectively communicate ideas can be a challenge for many students. Equipping teachers and teaching parents with methods and materials which will aid them in training their students to become confident and competent communicators and thinkers is key. The Institute for Excellence in Writing is an organization dedicated to training, mentoring, and providing a model for teachers in a clear, sequential, and effective method of teaching writing that reinforces history, science, literature, and other content areas.
Our methodology begins with dictated content. So rather than saying to a child, here, think of something and learn to write, we actually give them the content, and through our 9 units, gradually wean them from dictated content to that blank page.
Through the process of learning to write well, students learn how to think clearly and to express themselves eloquently and persuasively. For more information or to order the program, visit IEW.com.
We are back with Nancy. And again, we're talking about just the price of homeschooling. And it's not a bad thing. It is what it is. I mean, everything worth doing comes with a price tag. And so you've already talked about some of the things that families sacrifice with homeschooling, choosing to stay home with their kids, because it is. I mean, there are a lot of other things that I could be doing. And often there are things I would rather be doing, you know, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
There are many days I would much rather be out to lunch with a friend or just laying on the couch reading a book or watching a movie or doing something else other than homeschooling. But that doesn't mean that we can't find joy in it. And we're going to actually talk about that a little bit later on. But let's talk about I want to dig in actually a little bit more to some of the sacrifices that come with homeschooling.
Sure. Well, I think the biggest one is that you are assuming full responsibility for your child's education. Mm. And that can be terrifying. You know, I always chuckle at the moms who have a five-year-old and they're panicking about teaching high school chemistry.
Right.
And I think about the Bible verse that says, you know, give us our daily bread. Uh-huh. Okay, you don't need to know how to teach high school chemistry to your five-year-old.
Right.
And God provides what we need when we need it. Yeah. So he's not going to give you the answer to high school chemistry today. But when you get there, it might be a co-op. It might be a friend who is good with that. And you can exchange a subject. It might be an online course or something. You know, so there's resources when you need them. But we need to, I think it's sobering and it's okay that you take the time to really consider that you are assuming responsibility for your child's education. It is a serious commitment,
yep.
But it's a good one. I mean, it's totally worth doing, but it isn't just a flippant thing like, I'm going to bring my kids home. And, you know, it's okay if it starts there, though, too. I want parents to know sometimes we do start homeschooling out of a reaction to a bad situation, and then you get the conviction of, gosh, this is really rewarding. But yeah, I think they're just carrying the weight of that responsibility can be overwhelming unless you just, I think, treat it as a sacred honor.
Yeah.
This is something God has, you know, entrusted us to steward.
Right. And I think for different parents too, it feels differently. You know, for me, that is really hard for me. I mean, in all honesty, the academic part of homeschooling is by far the most difficult part for me because I did not enjoy school growing up. Now I really enjoy it. I enjoy learning alongside my girls, but it's very overwhelming to me, you know, and by all means, please do not hand me a curriculum that has 20 pages of introduction that I have to read to try to figure out how to use that curriculum. Like I just won't use it. You know, I need the Cliff Notes version or one of my favorite things to do is to find a YouTube video of someone great who has read the 20 pages of how to do that curriculum. And then they make a video on it and they explain it to me and then I can do it, you know, but it is very overwhelming and it's overwhelming learning how to do the academics with your kids because I wasn't a trained teacher, but that doesn't mean I can't teach my kids.
Correct.
And then, like you said, it is a pretty overwhelming thought to know that, wow, their education is in my hands. And that's where the Lord comes in. That's where I have to just let it go and say, God, I'm going to give you my best. I'm going to give you my all. And I'm going to trust you to fill in the gaps. I'm going to trust you to get us through yet another day of homeschooling where I know we're not going to get done nearly what I would, you know, hope or what I've envisioned in my mind, but I'm going to trust that the Lord is going to use my obedience and my husband's obedience in doing that. So, so that's hard. That's a good point.
And it's okay to, I mean, I think the important thing is to look at it and to acknowledge it and then to ask God to help you with it because he's the one that's going to carry the load. You just have to be obedient.
Right.
And so when you can see that, I think there's some freedom there. You know, and you can use outside sources. You can hire a tutor for something that's out, you know, whatever. There's resources. It's not saying you have to do all the things. Right. Although personally, I wanted to be the one doing most of the teaching because it was important to me. But we did have extracurricular and enrichment things that we did. And, you know, it's not like my kids were just home with me all the time.
Yeah.
I think one of the prices that we pay is that you have to persevere even when it's hard. Mm-hmm. And persevering when it's hard is actually one of the best things you can do. I think our flesh wants to go, oh, it's not working. So I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
When the blessing is on the other side of the perseverance. Mm. It's on the other side of working through that either relationship issue or helping them overcome a learning challenge. You know, my girls both, neither were really great at math, and things just took a lot longer, but God gave me creative ideas. You know, like, okay, instead of having them do it in the workbook where they cried every day, have them do it on the dry erase board because now it's like an art project.
Right.
Seriously, he'll give you creative ideas like that. I think, you know, this can be overwhelming, but it is a price that we pay, is that all the research to pick the right curriculum.
Oh, yeah.
And I will, here's a hint, there's no right curriculum. Curriculum is a tool.
Yeah.
And resources are tools that you use. And you know, each kid's going to be different. Like you said about, you know, if the teacher manual comes and there's 20 pages, not only do you need to find something that works well for your children, you need to find something that works well for you because right. you have to be teaching it, right?
Right.
And so all the research into choosing a curriculum and then recognizing, okay, we either need to push through or we need to change direction. Because sometimes it's just not a good fit and you're making everybody's miserable. And sometimes it's we're overcoming our flesh and we need to persevere. So that's where God kind of gives you some direction.
Yeah. Yep. I love that too. We actually just had that happen just in the last week. My daughter was really struggling with one. And it's not that she was struggling with how to do the curriculum. She just really didn't like it. And it was one that I really wanted her to like because I really liked it. But she just was like, Mom, I hate this curriculum and I don't want to learn this subject this way. And so I had to just say, okay, you know what? Let's look at this again. Let's rethink this. And I happened because God is good and he is faithful. I had another curriculum that had been given to me as brand new, that had been given to me years ago. I mean, like 3 or 4 years ago, that's just been sitting on my shelf. And I said, you know, I have another one that, I mean, let's just look at this one. And she's like, I think I like this one. And so I didn't feel like we were completely giving up on it, you know, but at the same time, I mean, the girl was sitting there just like, this is the most boring thing in the whole wide world. I hate this. Yeah. And I don't want her to dread learning. No. I want her to love learning. So it's true. Yeah. Not every curriculum is perfect for every family.
Nope. And it's okay to have some trial and error. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to expect that there's going to be some trial and error.
Yeah.
And that's a thing where I think it's really important that you have good conversations with your husband, if you're, you know, the mom, where, you know, if there was stress, if I felt fearful that I made the wrong decision and I spent hundreds of dollars on a curriculum and it is not working and it's making us all miserable and now I have to go to my husband and he's going to say no, you know, I think there's things to overcome there too. Sure. And it's important to get dad on board with the vision for the long haul, for why we're doing this. Because then it isn't just about the dollar signs. It's about the, oh, this is a tool my wife needs to help teach our children.
Right.
And so navigating that is a difficult thing sometimes, but it's really important.
Yeah. And I do like that you talk about persevering through it because sometimes we have to do things that we don't like.
Yeah.
It's life, you know, we have to
push through
math.
Our natural state is not motivation. I mean, we're not naturally inclined, unless you are super passionate about something, but not a lot of 8 or 10 or 12 year olds are going to be like, I can't wait to do whatever, you know.
Right.
Some are. And those are really fun to teach, but you still have to teach the ones that are like, I don't want to do anything today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're still going to do it. So.
Right. Yeah. And it can be an expensive lesson, like you said, too. Curriculum can cost a lot of money.
The things that we invest ourselves in, they're rewarding. But, you know, when you think about homeschooling, I think most people do not quit homeschooling because teaching their kids was hard. I think people quit homeschooling because homeschooling plus dinner and laundry and work and church and volunteering and outside activities and making sure that, you know, the floor is swept and mopped once a week or something, you know, keeping up on life and homeschooling can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so my biggest thing was getting the kids involved. Like, we all live here. I'm not doing all the work. So grab a broom, let's go, you know, but just that teamwork can help. But I think there is definitely a price there where you're juggling a lot more.
Yeah.
Homeschooling is a full-time job and it requires attention and dedication, but all the other things still need to be done too.
Right. So are you saying that you mop and sweep your floors once a week? Is that a thing?
I'm saying that when my kids were little, I did kidding. Not. But now, I mean, I have no small people here, right. So we can go a week. But no, I mean, that would be a nightly thing.
Oh, like, no. I'm saying like you do it every week.
Oh gosh.
I'm lucky if we mop our floors like once a month.
Oh, that's funny. But when I watch, we do video calls with our daughter and grandchildren several nights a week. And it's always fun because my son-in-law's job at night is he gets the kitchen back in order. So he's always Swiffering the kitchen while we're talking. And, you know, I like the nightly chores, things that help you be ready for the next day.
Yes.
But that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, some things have to go, though. If you did sweep daily before, but you have to get some sleep and homeschool and all the things,
right.
Sometimes you just have to let some things go a little bit longer.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yes, you do.
You know, whatever you can tolerate.
Oh, yeah. It's a grand day when the kids are old enough to be able to help with dishes. And I mean, I remember when my youngest was finally able to reach the sink in order to help load the dishwasher. I was like, hallelujah. I mean, this is like the greatest day ever. I tell my girls, I'm like, you know, that's why we had you, so that you could do all the chores for me. Which, of course,
they feel like that.
I know, because we make them slave away and like clean their bedrooms and their bathrooms and things like that. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. So we are out of time again. We are going to be back again tomorrow, and we are going to continue this conversation, and we are going to give some great hope and how you can succeed in homeschooling and paying the price that homeschooling costs. And then we're just going to talk about, is it worth it? Is all of this sacrifice, is it even worth it in the end? And Nancy, I love that you graduated your girls already. And so you get to talk about it from that end. You know, we're still in the thick of it right now. And so I need moms like you to go before me and just say, yep, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. So we're going to talk about that some more tomorrow.
Cool.
Nancy, thank you again for joining me today. People can find out more about you at nancymanos.com. It's nancymanos.com. And we will put that link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me again today, Nancy. And for those listening, thank you guys again. You're a huge blessing to us. Please, please, please go leave a review for us on the podcast. And if this podcast is an encouragement to you and you would like to help support the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, we would love that. Go to schoolhouserocked.com and you can make a tax-deductible donation there on the website. We are so grateful for those who do that because this ministry is not just done by us. It is a group effort by the homeschool community. And without donations and sponsors, we cannot make this podcast happen. And so we're grateful for those of you who continue to donate and just support us in that way. And we would just love your continued prayers as well as the Lord continues to just move us forward with this ministry and open up new doors and exciting things happening. And we are here to serve you and encourage you in whatever way we can. So let us know if we can do that. You can always send us an email at podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. So thank you so much. We will be back tomorrow with Nancy. Talk to you then. Bye.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.